Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, David, 1 minute. All right, listen. Here's the deal. If you want Tiger baseball, we covered this to start the show, and I welcome you to go back and listen to it. And it's very simple. I mean, they're playing some good ball here the last 10 days. The problem is too little too late. But if you want to rally up and be happy about the winning, I think you can, because it will put Scott Harris and Chris Illich on Main Street, under the spotlight. It's time to spend. But other than that, you're not going to get a smile out of me, because they should have made the playoffs this year had they tried. And they didn't take it seriously this year. They essentially punted on the season. They wasted arguably prime Verlander, a.k.a. Tarek Skubal, and were 8.5 games out of the wild card with 35 games to go. Do the math on it. It's not pretty. So we did it earlier. What I want to focus on is the Lions a little bit. This show has a different approach to preseason than the other shows. If you think we're wrong for it, you can tell us why. The other shows love to obsess about the preseason, as if it matters. And I have heard the other shows yelling, screaming, not necessarily hosts, mostly callers, about the following three topics. And I want to know which of these, because I think all three are ridiculous. Let me be upfront with you. But which of these three is the most worrisome to you? Choice A, we don't have a third wide receiver. Wah. Choice B, Jake Bates, I'm scared about the kicker that Dan Campbell won't use. Wah. Or choice three, which is, what the hell was choice three, David? I'm losing my faculties. I'm so upset it's
third wide receiver.
Oh,
third
yeah,
wide
receiver quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was still thinking about what I was talking to Evan to. Listen, if Jared Goff gets hurt, your season's over regardless. Whether it's Hendon Hooker or Tannehill or any other unemployed stiff, I don't think any of these are worth your worry. The NFL is unforgiving. The wrong problem at the wrong time, you get a hole in your roof, you're going to get wet. So you guys tell us. But what Rico and I aren't doing is yelling about any of it. I mean, I heard Gov and Jansen get into it this morning about Julio Jones.
Seriously?
Julio Jones is the NFL equivalent of James Earl Jones. He's 100. I mean, James Earl Jones is so tired, he just said, I won't even voice Darth Vader anymore. I'm done. Julio's been on 17 teams. It's over. You think Julio Jones is the difference between you being good and not? The kicker thing? Rico's been on this. They don't like kickers. They don't value them. They don't use them. Okay. And the quarterback thing, if your $50 million quarterback gets hurt, it don't matter who your backup is. You're not going nowhere. You could point to Tom Brady. I'll point to 100 seasons ruined by it. You can point to Brock Purdy. I'll point to 100 seasons that got upended. That's life. So yeah. I don't personally worry about any of these, but if you're forcing me to do this, probably the kicker. That there will come a point where you're just, you don't get a choice. You're going to need a kick. You're down 2, 8 seconds to go, and I need a 53-yard field goal.
Yeah,
this is life.
Yeah, end of the game or right before the half, 2 seconds to go. You know what? Put the kicker in there. Let's get the 3 points, go into the locker room, and we build upon the lead. Yes. Is Dan Campbell going to go for it? Absolutely. He's not going to change who he is. But knowing that your kicker went out there in a pressure situation, even though it was preseason, and had a walk-off victory on the road is something that if you're a special teams coach or a head coach, you feel good about. You know, okay, if we need him, it won't be the first time of putting him out on the field in that type of situation. The third wide receiver, you already have a third wide receiver. His name is J-Mo or his name is Jahmyr Gibbs. That's your third wide receiver because you look at Amon-Ra, you look at LaPorta, they're 1 and 2. So right now, Ben Johnson's job is to try to make everybody happy. To bring in an outsider, I think would upset the apple cart. I think you just leave this status quo and you just roll with the people that you have because you have enough weapons as is. The quarterback situation, I mean, you said it. It's rare that you get the whole, well, Trey Lance went down and Brock Purdy steps in.
That's right.
Or, you know, RG3 goes down and Kirk Cousins steps in. Like, it's rare that a situation like that happens. Why? Because you look at what happened in Minnesota last year. Cousins go down and in comes Josh Jacobs and Nick Mullins and a whole bunch of other people as they audition quarterbacks because the Vikings, not you, were favored to win a division last year and it all fell apart. If that were the case, then the Lions would, trust me, it would not be Hendon Hooker. They would be going out trying to find a quarterback right here, right now. Especially, heaven forbid, Goff goes down now. You got to fix this thing quickly. You can't rely on a Hendon Hooker as your quarterback.
248-539-9797. David, of the three, which one has the most merit? We're never going to be the show that yells and screams about this stuff in the preseason. I think you got a top five football team in this league. I think these are first world problems, and you don't get to have it all. There is no way to future-proof your entire franchise in the National Football League. Every team has holes. For the Niners, even. Look, Niners are fabulous. They don't have anybody behind McCaffrey. They don't have another answer for Trent Williams. They don't have depth. Why? They have stars. And if they get hurt, they're screwed. That's it.
It looks like the preseason game that happened over the weekend.
Correct. And that's how I feel about this here, because if your quarterback goes down, doesn't matter who your backup is, you're screwed, okay? The kicker, he never kicks field goals. So what does it matter? He's going to go for it, and he does it in preseason to practice for what he's going to do in the regular season. That's what he's going to do. Exactly. He's not going to kick the ball. So it would be wide receiver by default. That would be the one I'm most concerned with, because doesn't hurt to have another weapon. Doesn't hurt to have another person to throw the ball to on a third down, second down, key moment. So
and listen, understand too. I'm not flipping about it. It's just when you have the best tight end in football, and I say that with no hyperbole. He's better than Kelce right now. Sam LaPorta is the best tight end in football. So you have a top five wide receiver and the top tight end in the league. That's 225 targets right there. J-Mo's good for another 75 targets. All right, that's 300. Gibbs and Montgomery together, call it 80 targets. I mean, you start to really look at this and you go, well, how much oxygen is left? And who the hell is this third receiver I'm supposed to care about?
Correct. And that's why I think it is the haves and the haves not, because you have so many things. Why do you even need a third wide receiver? You're right.
Well, you have a spoil of riches.
Yes.
And I understand. Look, if you told me tomorrow they signed Hunter Renfrow, would I be upset by it? No. He can help on special teams. He's a gym rat. He'll get open on third and four and get you 5. I'm fine with it. They clearly believe in the people they have. I'm trusting Brad Holmes because, unlike other GMs in this town, he has shown an elite ability to identify talent.
Well, he's not afraid to take chances either. And that's what I like about him.
Signed mystery man he drafted in the third round this year.
We're not just going to constantly play it safe. And it doesn't mean I agree with every decision, but you don't hear, well, we're just going to wait for the core to get better.
I'm with you. I am. The Tiger thing, this offseason will tell me everything. I want to win. These fans deserve a winner. It's 10 years without the playoffs. If Chris Illich and Scott Harris do not spend this offseason, it is an insult to the customer base. Mm-hmm. And I know we're doing Lions.
I know.
But this idea that they will trot Javi Baez and Kenta Maeda out there next year, well, that isn't called a decision. That's called being cheap.
Especially, and then we're going to get back to Lions, especially when you come out with these new things. Well, hey, we have these upgraded season tickets that you can buy.
They're called the 1901 Society. Get it right, you poor.
Sorry. You have your own special interest, your own special washroom.
You want to fill those seats?
It's not a bathroom, it's a washroom.
You want to fill those seats? Go have a Texas Rangers offseason from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we got new players on the season tickets. We got bats to help the kids. Mm-hmm. We look around and we go, wow, our lineup looks really good. Mm-hmm. Scooble not only has Olsen, but we got insurance for when Job only gives you 100 innings. They sign a real pitcher. Mm-hmm. Come on. Let's go win this thing.
Right.
What I mean, like I said, that's the only way I'll get excited about it. David, text.
Only one backup in QB history has won a Super Bowl after the starter was hurt. That's Nick Foles.
Not true.
Was it Hostetler?
Jeff Hostetler, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, Tom Brady was in his first Hostetler. One.
Phil Sims got hurt like week 13 against Buffalo, broke his ankle. Hostetler took over for the Giants and led him to the Super Bowl in 90. Admittedly, great defense in a running game, and Hostetler didn't have to do a lot.
Was that Rodney Hampton?
1990?
No.
No, that would have been Otis Anderson.
Otis Anderson, okay.
And Roger Craig fumbling when you were just trying to kill the clock. Yes, yeah. You hate to see it.
But he continues to say, but if golf goes down, it's over. Kicker is the only one that might hurt them.
Yeah, that's why, look. And again, what if Amon-Ra goes down? Right, what if Ja'Marr Chase gets hurt? You know, what if Kelsey gets hurt? What? There are players that are non-negotiables for every elite team in this league that if you lose them, you're probably dead.
Now, I think what's happened with you is here in Detroit, you haven't faced that. And let's hope that you don't, but it hasn't been one of those, okay, this person's going to be in a Lions jogging suit the entire season
because
they're done.
That's the hard part.
There are different types of hurt. Yes, if Jared Goff breaks his hand, he's done for the season. But if he tweaks his hamstring and has to miss three games, a backup is important to keep us afloat.
Right, and that's why you use the third-round pick on one.
But you know what?
So if Hendon Hooker can't come in and hand the ball off 40 times and shepherd you through a two-week ankle sprain, then he's terrible.
And here's if he's in the game for 3 weeks, Hendon Hooker, your job is this. Go 1-2. Let's not get swept.
Right.
We could absorb two losses.
I also, guys, who's the backup you're bringing in here? Let's be just clear about it. Who? Look, if you wanted to have this rock-solid backup, let's say you wanted Gardner Minshew, you do realize that would cost you a player that's currently on this team that you paid a lot of money to. These short-term backup deals, you're giving Minshew 2 years at $24 million or whatever it is, and like 17 of it's guaranteed. I'm not going to name a player. I'm just saying when you look at the capology, you're costing yourself a big-time, call it defensive starter. Mm-hmm. Or the ability to get Taylor Decker paid or whatever it is. Yeah. I don't think it's a wise move to overly invest in the backup. Now, it shouldn't be Nate Sudfeld. But if you wanted Ryan Tannehill, go ahead. You want Tannehill, go get him.
I think the best thing you had last year was Teddy Bridgewater, and he never really played.
And but that's that why you were good.
Right. That was somebody that if he went down, yep, you can hand the ball off to Teddy, and he can keep this thing afloat for three games.
248-539-9797. We'll get to the people and... Interesting piece of news. It feels like the Lions dodged a bullet. I will explain why next. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, David, 1 minute. All right, listen. Here's the deal. If you want Tiger baseball, we covered this to start the show, and I welcome you to go back and listen to it. And it's very simple. I mean, they're playing some good ball here the last 10 days. The problem is too little too late. But if you want to rally up and be happy about the winning, I think you can, because it will put Scott Harris and Chris Illich on Main Street. Under the spotlight, it's time to spend. But other than that, you're not going to get a smile out of me, because they should have made the playoffs this year had they tried. And they didn't take it seriously this year. They essentially punted on the season. They wasted arguably prime Verlander, a.k.a. Tarek Skubal, and were 8.5 games out of the wild card with 35 games to go. Do the math on it. It's not pretty. So we did it earlier. What I want to focus on is the Lions a little bit. This show has a different approach to preseason than the other shows. If you think we're wrong for it, you can tell us why. The other shows love to obsess about the preseason, as if it matters. And I have heard the other shows yelling, screaming, not necessarily hosts, mostly callers, about the following three topics. And I want to know which of these, because I think all three are ridiculous. Let me be upfront with you. But which of these three is the most worrisome to you? Choice A, we don't have a third wide receiver. Wah. Choice B, Jake Bates, I'm scared about the kicker that Dan Campbell won't use. Wah. Or choice three, which is, what the hell was choice three, David? I'm losing my faculties. I'm so upset. It's
third wide receiver.
Oh,
third
yeah,
wide
receiver quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was still thinking about what I was talking to Evan to. Listen, if Jared Goff gets hurt, your season's over regardless. Whether it's Hendon Hooker or Tannehill or any other unemployed stiff, I don't think any of these are worth your worry. The NFL is unforgiving. The wrong problem at the wrong time, you get a hole in your roof, you're going to get wet. So you guys tell us. But what Rico and I aren't doing is yelling about any of it. I mean, I heard Gov and Jansen get into it this morning about Julio Jones.
Seriously?
Julio Jones is the NFL equivalent of James Earl Jones. He's 100. I mean, James Earl Jones is so tired, he just said, I won't even voice Darth Vader anymore. I'm done. Julio's been on 17 teams. It's over. You think Julio Jones is the difference between you being good and not? The kicker thing? Rico's been on this. They don't like kickers. They don't value them. They don't use them. Okay. And the quarterback thing, if your $50 million quarterback gets hurt, it don't matter who your backup is. You're not going nowhere. You could point to Tom Brady. I'll point to the 100 seasons ruined by it. You can point to Brock Purdy. I'll point to the 100 seasons that got upended. That's life. So yeah. I don't personally worry about any of these, but if you're forcing me to do this, forcing me, probably the kicker. That there will come a point where you're just, you don't get a choice. You're going to need a kick. You're yeah. down 2, 8 seconds to go, and I need a 53-yard field goal.
Yeah.
This is life.
Yeah, end of the game or right before the half, 2 seconds to go. You know what? Put the kicker in there. Let's get the 3 points, go into the locker room, and we build upon the lead. Yes. Is Dan Campbell going to go for it? Absolutely. He's not going to change who he is, but knowing that your kicker went out there in a pressure situation, even though it was preseason, and had a walk-off victory on the road, is something that if you're a special teams coach or a head coach, you feel good about. You know, okay, if we need him, it won't be the first time of putting him out on the field in that type of situation. The third wide receiver, you already have a third wide receiver. His name is J-Mo, or his name is Jahmyr Gibbs. That's your third wide receiver, because you look at Amon-Ra, you look at LaPorta, they're 1 and 2. So right now, Ben Johnson's job is to try to make everybody happy. To bring in an outsider, I think, would upset the apple cart. I think you just leave this status quo and you just roll with the people that you have, because you have enough weapons as is. The quarterback situation, I mean, you said it. It's rare that you get the whole, well, Trey Lance went down and Brock Purdy steps in.
That's right.
Or, you know, RG3 goes down and Kirk Cousins steps in. Like, it's rare that a situation like that happens. Why? Because you look at what happened in Minnesota last year. Cousins go down and in comes Josh Jacobs and Nick Mullins and a whole bunch of other people as they audition quarterbacks, because the Vikings, not you, were favored to win a division last year, and it all fell apart. If that were the case, then the Lions would, trust me, it would not be Hendon Hooker. They would be going out trying to find a quarterback right here, right now. Especially, heaven forbid, Goff goes down now. You got to fix this thing quickly. You can't rely on a Hendon Hooker as your quarterback.
248-539-9797. David, of the three, which one has the most merit? We're never going to be the show that yells and screams about this stuff in the preseason. I think you got a top five football team in this league. I think these are first world problems, and you don't get to have it all. There is no way to future-proof your entire franchise in the National Football League. Every team has holes. For the Niners, even. Look, Niners are fabulous. They don't have anybody behind McCaffrey. They don't have another answer for Trent Williams. They don't have depth. Why? They have stars. And if they get hurt, they're screwed. That's it.
It looks like the preseason game that happened over the weekend.
Correct. And that's how I feel about this here, because if your quarterback goes down, doesn't matter who your backup is, you're screwed, okay? The kicker, he never kicks field goals. So what does it matter? He's going to go for it, and he does it in preseason to practice for what he's going to do in the regular season. That's what he's going to do. Exactly. He's not going to kick the ball. So it would be wide receiver by default. That would be the one I'm most concerned with, because doesn't hurt to have another weapon. Doesn't hurt to have another person to throw the ball to on a third down, second down, key moment. So
and listen, understand too, I'm not flipping about it. It's just when you have the best tight end in football, and I say that with no, it's no hyperbole. He's better than Kelce right now. Sam LaPorta is the best tight end in football. So you have a top five wide receiver and the top tight end in the league. That's 225 targets right there. J-Mo's good for another 75 targets. All right, that's 300. Gibbs and Montgomery together, call it 80 targets. I mean, you start to really look at this and you go, well, how much oxygen is left? And who the hell is this third receiver I'm supposed to care about?
Correct. And that's why I think it is the haves and the haves not, because you have so many things. Why do you even need a third wide receiver? You're right.
Well, you have a spoil of riches.
Yes.
And I understand. Look, if you told me tomorrow they signed Hunter Renfrow, would I be upset by it? No. He can help on special teams. He's a gym rat. He'll get open on third and four and get you five. I'm fine with it. They clearly believe in the people they have. I'm trusting Brad Holmes because, unlike other GMs in this town, he has shown an elite ability to identify talent.
Well, he's not afraid to take chances either. And that's what I like about him.
It's signed mystery man he drafted in the third round this year.
We're not just going to constantly play it safe. And it doesn't mean I agree with every decision, but you don't hear, well, we're just going to wait for the core to get better.
I'm with you. I am. The Tiger thing, this offseason will tell me everything. I want to win. These fans deserve a winner. It's 10 years without the playoffs. If Chris Illich and Scott Harris do not spend this offseason, it is an insult to the customer base. Mm-hmm. And I know we're doing Lions.
I know.
But this idea that they will trot Javi Baez and Kenta Maeda out there next year, that isn't called a decision. That's called being cheap.
Especially, and then we're going to get back to Lions, especially when you come out with these new things. Well, hey, we have these upgraded season tickets that you can buy.
They're called the 1901 Society. Get it right, you poor.
Sorry. You have your own special interest, your own special washroom.
You want to fill those seats?
It's not a bathroom, it's a washroom.
You want to fill those seats? Go have a Texas Rangers offseason from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we got new players on the season tickets. We got bats to help the kids. Mm-hmm. We look around and we go, wow, our lineup looks really good. Mm-hmm. Scooble not only has Olsen, but we got insurance for when Job only gives you 100 innings. They sign a real pitcher. Mm-hmm. Come on. Let's go win this thing.
Right.
What I mean, like I said, that's the only way I'll get excited about it. David, text.
Only one backup in QB history has won a Super Bowl after the starter was hurt. That's Nick Foles.
Not true.
Wasn't it Hostetler?
Jeff Hostetler, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, Tom Brady was in Jeff his first Hostetler. One.
Phil Sims got hurt like week 13 against Buffalo, broke his ankle. Hostetler took over for the Giants and led him to the Super Bowl in 90. Admittedly, great defense in a running game, and Hostetler didn't have to do a lot.
Was that Rodney Hampton?
1990?
No.
No, that would have been Otis Anderson.
Otis Anderson, okay.
And Roger Craig fumbling when you were just trying to kill the clock. Yes, yeah. You hate to see it.
But he continues to say, but if golf goes down, it's over. Kicker is the only one that might hurt them.
Yeah, that's why, look. And again, what if Amon-Ra goes down? Right, what if Ja'Marr Chase gets hurt? You know, what if Kelsey gets hurt? There are players that are non-negotiables for every elite team in this league that if you lose them, you're probably dead.
Now, I think what's happened with you is here in Detroit, you haven't faced that. And let's hope that you don't, but it hasn't been one of those, this person's going to be in a Lions jogging suit the entire season because they're done.
That's the hard part.
There are different types of hurt. Yes, if Jared Goff breaks his hand, he's done for the season. But if he tweaks his hamstring and has to miss three games, a backup is important to keep us afloat.
Right, and that's why you use the third-round pick on one.
But you know what?
So if Hendon Hooker can't come in and hand the ball off 40 times and shepherd you through a two-week ankle sprain, then he's terrible.
And here's it. If he's in the game for 3 weeks, Hendon Hooker, your job is this. Go 1-2. Let's not get swept.
Right.
We could absorb two losses.
I also, guys, who's the backup you're bringing in here? Let's be just clear about it. Who? Look, if you wanted to have this rock-solid backup, let's say you wanted Gardner Minshew, you do realize that would cost you a player that's currently on this team that you paid a lot of money to. These short-term backup deals, you're giving Minshew 2 years at $24 million or whatever it is, and like 17 of it's guaranteed. I'm not going to name a player. I'm just saying when you look at the capology, you're costing yourself a big-time, call it defensive starter. Mm-hmm. Or the ability to get Taylor Decker paid or whatever it is. Yeah. I don't think it's a wise move to overly invest in the backup. Now, it shouldn't be Nate Sudfeld. But if you wanted Ryan Tannehill, go ahead. You want Tannehill, go get him.
I think the best thing you had last year was Teddy Bridgewater, and he never really played.
And but that's why you were good.
Right. That was somebody that if he went down, you can hand the ball off to Teddy and he can keep this thing afloat for three games.
248-539-9797. We'll get to the people. And interesting piece of news. It feels like the Lions dodged a bullet. I will explain why next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.